James will now introduce this week's letters to the Evening News.
I will start with two letters responding to Sophie Little's controversial broadcast on BBC Radio Norfolk. The first came from Jeff Hinchliffe of Shipdham. "Well said, Sophie Little, a truly local broadcaster. By its major cutbacks on the staff and programmes of Radio Norfolk, the London-centric BBC management has lost sight of the meaning of local radio in its pursuit of so-called modernisation. Sophie was speaking, I am sure, in concord with the thousands of Radio Norfolk's adherents and audio community members." The second letter was from Chris Pill in Heatherset. "Can I say, well done to Sophie Little on speaking out on the question of Radio Norfolk not being a station for Norfolk anymore. There cannot be many people who will disagree with her. Local radio means local programmes for local people. What is not needed is a diet of unknown presenters from other parts of the country playing records together with their inane chatter, just like the Muzak played in hotels and in some workplaces. Look East is just as bad. It used to cover Norfolk, Suffolk and Essex from Norwich. Now it includes Cambridgeshire, Northamptonshire, Buckinghamshire, Hertfordshire, Bedfordshire and Berkshire. This is more levelling down, not levelling up."
Our third letter today comes from Jenny Livingstone in Somerleyton. She is responding to a proposal to close down the Norfolk Prescription Ordering Service, or POD, service. "I understand there is a proposal by the Norfolk and Waveney Integrated Care Board to close the Prescription Ordering Direct, POD, service. This is in response to a requirement by the government for a 30% budget cut in the integrated care system. I have used this service for more than 6 years and have always found the staff to be helpful and efficient. And as a result, the request for a repeat prescription is no more than a matter of a simple phone call. Can the ICB explain how this service will be replaced to ensure that patients, particularly the elderly and vulnerable, will continue to obtain their medication? I note that Judith Sharp, ICB Deputy Chief Executive, has suggested that patients could use the NHS app as a replacement for the prescription ordering service. This would be impossible for the many who do not have or want digital access, and in rural areas, such as here in Somerleyton, where there is no mobile coverage. I urge the ICB to think again before closing this valuable service."
The next letter comes from Councillor Ray O'Callaghan in East Dereham. He is shocked to hear that Wilko is closing down. "Regarding the fiasco that has befallen Wilko, it would appear that the greed of the shareholders demanding dividends payments, some of the landlords and creditors refusing to negotiate debts, have scuppered the deal to save this dearly loved institution. As a direct result, the administrators have called time. Loyal, hard-working, dedicated staff thrown to the wolves with little or no thought. Another travesty equal to losing Woolworths. A sad day indeed."
Our final letter this week comes from Anne Reeve in Martham. It is aimed at friends of Norfolk dialect, and I will do my best. "Do you get your written in? I'm a bit late in getting in touch with your readers to, yeah, but the Friends of Norfolk Dialect writing competition called the Trosher is open again. So do you all get your pens and pencils out? That can be prose or poem, but no more'n 1,000 words. This must include some Norfolk dialect, but mustn't have been published afore. That must be typed. None of them handwritten entries, please. Closing date is October the 22nd, and you might win a prize. Send your entries by email to inquiries at cedel.co.uk. That's at cedel, cedell.co.uk, marked Trosher. Or by post to the Secretary of Fond, F-O-N-D, 6 School Road, Martham, Great Yarmouth, NR29 4PX. Thank you very muchly.